Tribute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.
My name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast, Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You may have seen me knocking around TikTok and Instagram, but if you don't know me, this podcast is the best way to get to know anything and everything there is to know about me. When I was thinking of an idea for my podcast, I wanted it to be something really authentic. I wanted it to be something that reflected me, and I thought Unscripted was just that. I think everybody knows that's one thing that I definitely am. We all know I've had my fair shares of ups and downs, so whether it's love life or just a daily dilemma, I'm going to be here to help. I've probably gone through it. Each week, I'll be covering a new topic and asking you guys to send in your dilemmas for me to answer right here in the studio. There'll be new episodes available every Wednesday on the Go Loud app or wherever you guys get your podcasts. On this week's episode, we talked about how I got on Home I Drink Live show down in Limerick. We talked about superstitions. Now, it's very hard to recap what we talked about because we went off on about a million different tangents, but we talked about a bit of everything and a bit of astrology. That fell under it as well, and a lot about the Mayans for some reason. We also talked a little bit about the general election and the fact my sister's in Australia and can't vote. And then we went into our usual truth or tattle and our dilemmas, which were that my blood pressure is through the roof after doing them. Hello, guys, and welcome back to episode 13 of Unscripted. Let's hope that it's a lucky and not unlucky episode today. Guys, I really need to give up smoking because I can't stop coughing every 2 seconds and it really doesn't help. Whenever I'm doing the podcast, obviously because you're talking for such a long period of time, my throat gets so dry. I feel like I don't sound like myself today. I actually sound really deep today. Like my voice sounds like a fella, so I apologise in advance. Right, I'll try and lighten my voice up a little bit so I sound actually like a girl. But we have some feedback today from Nicole. Nicole said, "Hi, Niamh. Oh my God, that was really girly, actually. Never mind. I don't sound like a fella. Really love listening to your podcast and love your honesty. It feels like having a chat with the girls and honestly gets me through sitting in traffic going to and from work." That was lovely. Now, wait till you see what Nicole said next. Yeah, Nicole, this was given like energy that you liked me, but the next part of the message makes me question that. "I'm currently stuck in traffic and laughing at you, laughing at the icks. I can't wait for the 100th episode to see you eat tuna." Well now, Nicole, I have to say, thank you very much for the feedback, but you're preying on my downfall. You are preying on my downfall. As soon as I seen that feedback, I was saying, why did I promise that? Why did I promise that? I think I promised it thinking, oh my God, like, we'll never do 100 episodes, but we're already on episode 13 and it feels like I've been doing it about a week. Oh my God. Can I at least put some mayonnaise and sweet corn in the tuna? Can it not just be tuna? Because I feel like that. Can I redo this bet to tuna mayo and sweet corn instead of just tuna? Because I feel like I'll vom. Like I'll actually fully vom if it's just tuna. Guys, this week I've actually had a kind of weird week. I don't know if anybody else is feeling a bit down with the weather and the change in weather. I always get like seasonal depression all the time at this time of year. I think it's just because we literally get about 2 hours of fucking sunlight. And I'm also a late riser. You all know that. Like if I get up at 12 o'clock, I'm getting up early. No, well, that's a bit dramatic. If I get up at 11 o'clock, I'm getting up early. So I think because I literally, like, it's like 4 o'clock now when it gets dark. It's an absolute bloody joke. I'm all about the Christmas spirit and I'm all about Nulla Cunna Ditch and all that shit, right? But what I'm not about is the fucking no sunlight. I wish that we lived in Australia, but like lived in Australia. I wish we had Australia's weather for the winter and Ireland's weather for the summer. So we just had a summer all year round. Although Ireland's summer is very questionable. Speaking of Australia, actually, my sister is in Australia and I was on the phone to her this week and we were just chatting about the election coming up and my sister was kind of being like, oh my God, like if we get the same government, I'm literally never coming home, which makes me sad. But also she was saying, we were talking about postal votes And we were saying how it's kind of a joke. You know the way in other countries, yeah? Like, if my sister was American and she was living in Australia, she can vote. She can send her vote back home. And I was talking about the same thing with my sister-in-law. And, well, you know, she's not my sister-in-law yet because me and Alex aren't married, but she will be my sister-in-law, Amy. And she was saying, I was telling her about this scenario that my sister's in Australia and she can't vote and she really doesn't want the government to get back in. So she wishes she could, kind of thing. And Amy was like, oh, she could just do a postal vote or a vote by proxy, right? And I was like, what the fuck is a vote by proxy? And she was like, it's basically where you nominate someone in your family to go and vote for you. But I was explaining to her that I don't think we have a postal vote unless you're like a member of An Garda Síochána, or that was so posh. Did you hear how posh I said that, Lauren? An Garda Síochána. The guards. Anyways, that was given D4, okay? Not Drana. But yeah, we were talking about how I think you have to be a member of the Guards or the Army or like very special circumstances. Now, Lauren, feel free to fact check that. But I'm pretty sure that you cannot postal vote or vote by proxy just if you are like my sister and gone to Australia. And actually, if you're out of the country for 2 years, they take you off the fucking register, apparently. That's what my sister told me. So if all of this is lies, you need to message my sister and not me. But I'm pretty sure it's true. But I couldn't get over it. I was like, what the hell? Like, I feel like that's so unfair. Sorry, I'm going so off topic now, but I'm just shy talking. Me and my sister were looking up as well, like 70,000 Irish people have emigrated between April 23 and April 24 to Australia. 70,000, okay? Maybe not to Australia, maybe just all over the world. But anyway, have emigrated. So we were saying like how unfair it is that all of those people really basically have no voice, if that's true. Lauren, is it true?
So I just looked up here citizens information and it says most voters have to vote in person at an official voting centre. However, you may be eligible for a postal vote if you are an Irish diplomat posted abroad or their spouse or civil partner who is also living abroad, a whole time member of the Defence Forces, so the Army, and you may also be eligible for a postal vote if you cannot go to a polling station because you have an illness or a disability. You are studying full time at an educational institution in Ireland, which is away from your home address where you are registered. You cannot vote at a local polling station because of your occupation, service or employment. You are unable to vote at your polling station because you are in prison or as a result of an order of a court. You are a member of the Garda Síochána, so you're right there.
Yeah.
And you are registered as an anonymous elector.
Yeah. So, like, is that not a joke? Like, that is so very much unfair.
Was this not a thing during COVID, though? I'm nearly sure, because my sister moved over to England, and I'm nearly sure she was able to post a vote back then. But was that just because it was COVID?
Probably. Yeah, probably, because as well... Well, according to my sister, and my sister is a very smart girl, okay? She's a nurse. She ain't like me. She ain't an ex-OnlyFans girl / podcaster / TikToker / full-time mad bastard like me. She's actually a nurse and went to college, so she's smart. And she was saying that you get just completely taken off the register, apparently, if you're out of the country for 2 years, which makes perfect sense, right? Because let me tell you this now. I don't mean to be given any conspiracy theories here, but... I was registered to vote. I know for a fine fact that I was registered to vote. And the reason I know, and I'm not even going to lie and say when I was younger, I voted in the general elections and the local elections. No, I didn't. Look, I was young. I didn't give a shit. It's only really in the past few years that I've kind of got such a big interest in politics. But I did vote in the repeal referendum. And I know I voted because we've spoke about it on the podcast before, but I had an abortion. It was really, really, I was a member of the pro-choice campaign. It was something that was very, very close to my heart. And I remember walking down to vote. I was living in Drogheda at the time with my auntie. And I remember voting and feeling proud of myself. And yeah, like I have a vivid memory of it. So I know that I voted for 100% fact. Well, when I went to check the register for this general election to see was I on the register, turns out I wasn't. I wasn't and on the register. And that's the reason I couldn't vote in the local elections either this year, because I went to check the register. I was actually waiting on my voting card to get sent to my dad, assuming that's where it'd go. Never got sent. Then checked the register right before and I wasn't on it. So I was out of the country for 2 years in Turkey. So did I get taken off because of that? Because I obviously owned a business when I did OnlyFans. And my official address wasn't Ireland. My business address was, but like the government knew I was in Turkey. So yeah, it's fucking weird. It's bizarre. I think in this day and age where we have technology at our fingertips, there is absolutely no excuse, especially when we have half our fucking young people population living abroad in Australia. And it kind of, to me, like it just feels like, do they not want young people to be able to vote? Like, why would they not let just the normal average Irish person that's living abroad vote? And it is, do you know what? To me, I think the reason I get so annoyed by it is because it's like an attack on young people, because it is mostly young people that emigrate. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like we already have such a lack of young people wanting to vote in the fucking first place. Because really, like, I'm going to be so honest, even when it comes to me, with social media, like it's very discouraged to speak about politics. It's very discouraged in our lives, in our content. Like it's just a discouraged topic to talk about, which it just doesn't do any good for anybody, because literally everybody, we are living in politics. Like that's literally our lives. Why do we tell people it's this divisive, like horrible subject to talk about? Like surely people can speak like humans without ravaging each other. But actually coming up to this general election, I'm not so sure about that. But yeah, I don't know. I just think it's really unfair. I'm sure a lot of you guys that do have family living abroad or living in Australia that have emigrated and don't have a voice in this election probably feel the same way, because I know my sister and I know she'd vote the same way I do. So I want her to be able to fucking vote. And then we have my dad. Actually, I'm going to call him out right now because guys, you know how strongly I told you last week to get out and vote. I'll tell you this week to get out and vote. My fucking dad is away on holidays when the elections happen. Are you joking me? We have been waiting 4 years. It's 4 years, isn't it? The last general election was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We have been waiting 4 years for this. And you book a holiday, Dad. Well, that's all well and good for you. You already have a house. Well, I suppose I have a house as well. So that was really stupid of me to say. But Aoife doesn't, my sister doesn't, or my brothers. But yeah, anyway, sorry, I've just gone off on a total tangent. I wasn't supposed to talk about this at all. And I'm sure we'll have some political chat next week because we'll know the results of the general election. And guys, I'm not going to say on the podcast who I vote for. I think you all know who I vote for and who what I stand for. I don't want to talk about it on the podcast because maybe it's too divisive. But it's really important that you all get out and you all vote and make a change. It's really important. So we'll end that there because I could ramble on about politics, honestly, for a whole fucking episode. Absolutely no problem. Back on to what I was like, how did I get so sidetracked like that? Like, how did we go from like me having a shit week to politics? Oh, because I was talking to my sister. That's how. Anyways, yeah, back to the seasonal depression, guys. I don't mean to moan, but I just feel like shit at the moment. Like, I just feel very gloomy and I'm like making a conscious effort to kind of get up, put makeup on, like make myself look half decent. But I just feel like doomsday every day. Honestly, I don't even mean to be dramatic, but I'm just like, oh, and I'm dreading Christmas. I hate Christmas, right? And I don't mean to be the Grinch. This sounds very negative now altogether, doesn't it? I sound like a fucking negative Nelly, but I hate Christmas because every fucking year, now not now, but when I was younger, Christmas was just traumatizing every year. And I'm sure anybody with a dysfunctional family will understand what I mean without going into detail. So it's kind of put this disdain in my mouth for Christmas. And then obviously this year, my lovely auntie, who's definitely listening, has gone through so much, and you know, it just doesn't feel like Christmas this year. That's why I got all my Christmas decorations and put them up really early, because I wanted to make myself feel happy. It didn't work. So I don't know what I need to do. Hopefully it'll pass, guys. Will it pass? How long does seasonal depression, Lauren, how long does it, can we look that up? How long does it take to pass? Because I feel like I've been having it now for about a week. Please don't tell me I have another 6 weeks of this bullshit. Like, I can't deal with it.
With symptoms lasting about 4 to 5 months out of the year.
4 to 5 months?
Yeah. SAD is a type of depression characterised by a recurrent seasonal pattern with symptoms lasting about 4 to 5 months.
Are you having a laugh? Are you actually having a fucking laugh? Sure, by the fucking time that the seasonal depression is gone, it's fucking summer. Oh, here. Right, okay. Well, hopefully it's not seasonal depression and hopefully it's just my own emotions, because I can't deal with this for 4 to 5 months. I'm actually very dramatic as well. Like, I feel like maybe I don't want to insult anybody by maybe that's suffering very badly with depression and stuff. But I just mean whenever the weather changes, I feel very gloomy, very doomsday, very I can't be arsed to do anything. So maybe the winter blues is a better term for it, because probably seasonal depression is probably like proper depression. Anyways. I was on Home I Drink live. What day was that? My God, what
Saturday.
Day? Saturday. I was on Home I Drink live on Saturday. I'm actually very proud of myself because everyone went out after it and I did not. So, pat on the back for me. I'm trying to kind of stay away from alcohol. So is Alex. Alex is doing a month alcohol free. And I'm kind of trying to do the same, because keep this between me and you girls. But every single time I go out, I'm like on a fucking rollover. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, birds are chirping, and I'm in a gaff like every single fucking time. So, and then I'm like in bits for 3 to 4 days afterwards, like absolutely in bits. Of course I am. I'm after missing a night's sleep. And I have no right. I'm so extreme. It's all or nothing with me. I can't drink responsibly. And like, by no means have I a problem. Well, maybe that's exactly what someone with a problem would say. But I don't drink often. What I mean is I drink like maybe once every 2 months, because I know and I'm aware that I just have absolutely no control when it comes to alcohol. And I'll go out and drink, and then I'll go to an afters, and then that's it. My whole fucking week's gone. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but that was, how many tangents have we gone on now?
I wouldn't mind, but Niamh tried her very best to try get me out after the show as well.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, by the way, I'm not going anymore.
I did, because me and Alex were both like, right, will we go? Because Alex has, oh my God, Alex was doing a month. Oh my God, I'm going to rat him out now. But Alex was doing a month drink free, but I kind of peer pressured him to have one drink the other night, because he was coming on stage for a segment of the girls' show. And Alex is very, very, like, you know, he hasn't even been a guest on my podcast yet. Like, you'd swear he was, I don't know, he's like, he just does not like anything. He just finds it all very cringe, you know? I'll just be honest, he does. So, once we had to get him to have a drink so that he could lighten up and come on stage, and not, he still was stiff as a board, like sitting on the chair as if like he's in the middle of some gang, like, you know, on the stage with a load of girls. But anyway, yeah, he had a drink, and then both of us were a bit kind of, you know, when you're a bit like, oh, giddy after having a drink, we're like, oh, fuck it, will we go out? Because the girls were going out. But then what happens to me is, this is what happens to me if I'm not in a club and I'm not like in an environment where there's like music, and you know what I mean? So once the show was over and we went back to the dressing rooms, 10 minutes later, I was like, I don't want to go out. Let's go home. And I was back at the hotel and I was asleep by 1 a.m. So I was delighted. But the show was brilliant. And thank you. I'm sure we have some overlapped listeners on Hold My Drink and on Unscripted. So thank you. If you were at the Limerick show and you were in the crowd, thank you so much for being nice to me. I always feel like what happens if people throw tomatoes at me or something? This is the thoughts I get. Like, when I was going out, I don't know what it was. I just had this really bad feeling that someone was going to like boo me or throw tomatoes at me. This is my winter blues in my head. But yeah, I feel like I probably wasn't myself. I was just feeling a bit shit even on the show. Anyways, I'm trauma dumping on this episode. I'm so gloomy, guys. Sorry if you wanted some life fucking listening today, because clearly you ain't fucking getting it. And another thing, what I've got up to this week, guys, Fortnite. Oh my God, right? Anyone that follows me a long time knows I had a Fortnite addiction for, you know, the way I'm autistic, okay? So I get like hyper focused on things and I have special interests. But my major special interests are like history and politics that have kind of been special interests for a long time. But we know I got obsessed with football for a while. I got obsessed with, what are other things I've got obsessed with? Irish dancing. Like, I have these like phases of like being obsessed with things. Well, Fortnite was one of my obsessions at one point, but I've actually got back into it now. I've sent Alex today to go and get me a TV, because the TV that I used to use when we lived in our other house, when I was obsessed with Fortnite, we've now hung that up in the kitchen. So yeah, I've sent him to go and get me a TV for my little dressing room that I can hang and play Fortnite. So I was on live this morning playing Fortnite. I'm a gamer girl. I just love it, girls. I don't know if there's anybody listening. Like, I always thought that Fortnite was like for kids or for boys, but I'm obsessed with it. I'm literally obsessed with it. And I really want to, I haven't played on my own account. I'm playing on Alex's account because my PlayStation, obviously I don't have a TV for it and it's not set up. So I haven't got the iSpice skin yet. So I'm like, Alex, go and get me a TV so I can update my Fortnite tonight and play and get the iSpice skin. That's a very niche topic now. I'd say there's a lot of girls listening going, Niamh, what the fuck? See, I feel like I give pick-me energy sometimes because I get obsessed with things and then I forget about them 2 weeks later. And I think people think that I'm only being obsessed with them to appease men. But really, I am obsessed with them. I promise you, I am. But it just doesn't last very long. So we'll see how long this phase lasts. Guys, that was the biggest coincidence. We were literally just talking about Alex going to get me a TV. I just had to run out of the studio there for a sec because he was ringing me to show me the TVs. He's got me one and I've told him to go home and plug my PlayStation in and update Fortnite. So fingers crossed I can play tonight. But yeah, speaking of coincidences, well, they're not really the same thing, but the words sound similar, okay? This week's episode is all things superstitions. I think it's very fitting considering we're on episode number 13. I think there's no other episode that we could do on 13. I feel like I am the most unlucky person in the world. Like, I don't actually mean to be dramatic. I really feel like I am the most unlucky person in the world. Every day is the 13th for me. I don't know if it's just this year. I've honestly, do you know, I seen a quote actually, guys, the other day. And it was like, we're getting to that time of year where everybody's going to be, you know, kind of talking about everything they've achieved this year and everything they've done this year. But it's okay if all you have is that you got through the year. And that's how I feel, honestly. I just feel like, thank fuck, I've got through this year and it's done. And 2025 is a new year. I don't know if anybody else is feeling like that. But yeah, I feel like I've just had an unlucky year and it's probably because I have ignored the superstitions, to be honest. But actually, out of interest, like, why actually is number 13 unlucky? Like, who decided that number 13? Why is it unlucky and not lucky?
So according to Google, good old Google, the number 13, originally the bad luck comes from the Bible. And it says that Judas, who betrayed Jesus, is thought to have been the 13th guest to sit down at the Last Supper. So that's why it's considered unlucky in the Bible. There are some more examples here that says that the ancient Romans believed that 13 was a bad omen, foretelling ill fortune and death. The Vikings also hated number 13 because in Norse mythology, a banquet was held for 12 gods and the trickster Loki appeared uninvited. And then the Mayans thought that the 13th would spell out the end of the world.
Right, well, I kind of fuck with the Mayans, to be honest. So, like, I don't trust the Bible's recollection, to be honest, right? Each to their own, but just me personally, I don't. The Romans, they really can't be trusted either because they just went around killing everybody. But the Mayans, I feel like I fuck with them. Like, they have actually predicted a lot of shit that has been right, as far as I'm aware. Maybe they haven't. Maybe I'm shy talking. But are they the ones that, like, drew the pictures everywhere?
They're the ones that invented the clock, right? Is that the Mayans?
Oh my God, I am stupid.
Am I imagining this? I'm going to have to actually look up my own.
Do you know what, actually? Sorry, this is a tangent, but why does China have a different calendar than the rest of the world?
Oh, let's find out.
Yeah, let's find out. Sorry, guys. I love how we say an episode's going to be about something and then 75% of the episode about something else. But sure, look.
So the Chinese calendar is based on lunar and solar elements.
Here, that's too complicated for me now. Sorry, I shouldn't have even asked. I thought the Mayans were the ones that drew the pictures all over the caves. Or was that the Egyptians? God.
I'm thinking of the people that, like, was it time or like clocks or something? And like they said how time works. Am I making this up? What did the Mayans invent?
Well, it says they invented elastic. So you were close.
I suppose it's not invented really, is it?
Hey Siri, did the Mayans invent the clock or tell in time? It appears they did not.
Oh, okay.
It appears they didn't, Lauren. But they did invent elastic, so that's close enough. Surely they use some elastics in clocks. Actually, a part of a clock has an elastic band, so we'll say close enough. Yeah, I thought they were the ones that drew pictures everywhere. I'm confused now. Hold on. Let me look up the Mayans. Yeah, they did. I knew they did.
Oh, there you go.
The Mayan civilization was a Mesoamerican civilization that existed from antiquity and early modern periods. It's known by its ancient temples and script. I knew it. I knew. They had their own like language, I'm pretty sure. But I think we've learned to decipher their language. And loads of the stuff that's in their language is actually true, as far as I'm aware.
I don't know who I was talking about.
Oh, you were... No, do you know what it was? Calendar.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
It was calendar, not time. It was calendar and the astronomical. My God, the Mayans were smart because back then, like, excuse me if I'm wrong, but back then they just basically had sticks and stones. Like, they didn't have the internet like we do. Oh, well, I didn't even have the internet growing up. Like, I'm saying that like the internet is fucking hundreds of years old. But fair play to the Mayans. Architecture and everything. And maths. They were doing maths. I'm telling you, if I lived in a world where there was only sticks and stones, the last thing that would be on my mind would be maths. But maybe they probably wanted to pass the time more. Maybe that's why... Oh my God, yeah. Maybe that's why humans are getting more stupid because of the internet. Because like realistically, back then, they had to work everything out themselves. Now we can just go, hey Siri.
And in the spirit of Wicked, I suppose... there's another fact here that says that 16th century witch hunters often tried to claim that there were always 13 people at a gathering.
Oh my God, do you know we had witch trials in Ireland?
No.
Apparently we had witch trials in Ireland. Let me look. Sorry, we're like, this is like completely off topic. It's not really though, because witches are superstitious, aren't they? Yeah, but Ireland were like, we were all pagans. So like we were, like all of our ancestors would have been witches, like. Because pagan, well, no, paganism isn't really, well, it is witchcraft, isn't it? Like what we consider witchcraft now. But they probably wouldn't have considered it witchcraft back then. But to be honest, I'd happily be a pagan now. Get me doing some black magic on my enemies, please. Yeah, it was the Island McGee Witch Trial. The Island McGee Witch Trials were two criminal trials in Carrickfergus in 1711 for alleged witchcraft at Island McGee. It is believed to have been the last witch trial to take place in Ireland.
Well, there you go.
So we had loads. Do you know who actually, guys, Jenny Claffey done an episode talking about the Irish witch trials, I'm pretty sure. So if anybody has interest in that, there you go. There's an Irish true crime podcaster that... speaks about it, but yeah, apparently we did. But I feel like that's a bit rich considering we did come from pagans. It's a bit rich for Ireland to be doing witch trials, because if you go back far enough on all of our ancestry, there's going to be witchcraft. Anyways, I'm going completely off topic here, but I feel like I'm a very superstitious person. Genuinely, I do. I feel like I'm more superstitious probably than the average person. Like, see if I'm walking down the street. I was only saying to Lauren earlier, because Lauren never heard of this. Clearly, she was living under a fucking rock. But you know when you're walking down the street with someone and there's a pole? Like, I have to, if someone splits that pole, I'm having an anxiety attack. Like, I'm losing the will to live because I am thinking, what the fuck is going to happen in my day after they've split the pole and breaking a mirror? I've never broke a mirror. Have you broke a mirror?
Ah, yeah, like not intentionally, but like accidentally. It's happened, yeah. But this pole thing, I have never heard of. I need to know, is this like a well-known thing?
Yeah, that's like one of the most known superstitions ever. Don't split a pole.
No,
like,
never heard that.
Even when I'm walking with strangers, like I don't even want to split a pole. Like, you know, if I'm walking down the road at the same pace as someone else, I will go to the side of the pole that they're on. I'm like,
literally about to say, do you like push them to your side of the pole?
No, I'll go to their side. But yeah, that's one that I like really, really believe in. That's probably my like main superstition. Don't split a pole. I'm trying to think, has anything bad happened to me after I have split a pole? But honestly, I can't remember even ever doing it in my life. Genuinely, I don't know. That is, to me, that's one of the biggest superstitions in Ireland. You guys can write in, but maybe it's an Irish one as well. And don't stand on a crack. You had a different version of this, but...
Yeah, don't stand on a shore.
What's a shore?
You know, like a drain kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
A drain cover thing. Like, I'm nearly sure that, don't they say something happens to your ma?
I don't know. I
your
never
mom
heard
breaks
that.
Her back or something.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, Mary, Mother and Joseph.
And the gas thing is I hadn't heard of it before and then I did it and someone like was like to me, oh my God, did, like, you're not meant to do that. And I was like, what? And they're like, you don't step on the shore. Like, I'm nearly sure they said it breaks your mom's back or something.
Oh my God.
I need to do more research before I come on these podcasts.
I never heard that. Now, the one I heard is don't stand on a crack when you're walking down the street and there's, you know, when there's like pavement that has cracks. I was always told not to stand on them. I used to jump over them when I was a kid. Like, that's how long I have that superstition now. I'm sure I do stand on cracks now all the time because I'd look like a bit of a fucking mental patient if I was going down the road jumping over the cracks, wouldn't I? At this age, I think people would be like, what the hell is going on? Another one, I heard this one off my nanny, but I don't know how many people actually believe in this one. But I heard if a knife falls, you're going to have a fella over. Have you ever heard that?
No, your nanny was telling you this?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I heard that when I was really young, like really, really young. My dad's mom said that that's a superstition to me and I've never forgotten it. But
it's
when...
an excuse for your nanny to have loads of lads over.
She's married, so I better hope not. I better fucking hope not. She's married. This is not my nanny. That's passed, by the way, guys, my other nanny. But yeah, that's another one that I've heard. But the one actually, no, my biggest superstition is if you have an itchy nose, you're going to have a fight with someone. But I don't know, guys, I don't know if I've just added this part, but if I get an itchy nose and I'm sitting beside someone, I have to punch them in the arm or else you're going to fight with them. Is that like a normal thing?
I've heard that you'd fight with somebody, but not the punching thing. And I'm very glad now that we're separated by all these computer screens.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just added that bit. Maybe I did it in my head. What about, what is the other one? Oh my God, there's another one. Oh, touch wood.
Oh yeah, I was literally, that's one of the biggest responses we got on Instagram was touch wood.
Touch wood. And if there's no wood around, you touch your head.
Well, one of the listeners... came back and said, my boyfriend touches his wiener when there's no wood available around.
Oh my God. Your boyfriend touches his wiener like what, masturbates? Is that what she's saying?
No, I think she just means as in like, it's a euphemism for wood, isn't it? Like,
oh my God, I am so stupid. I am actually so I thought that she meant her boyfriend like pulls himself off when no one's in the room. Oh, you said no wood's around, not no one's around.
Oh, no, sorry.
I am stupid. I am fucking stupid. Okay, that just gave me a mental image that I really didn't want.
Walking under ladders is another one.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. Yeah. I remember when I was younger, whenever my dad would be going up to the attic, my mom would even be saying, don't walk under the ladder. Like, that's like a big one. Maybe that was more for safety concerns, so more so than actually superstition. I'm trying to think of other ones that I have. Salt over your shoulder.
Oh yeah, if you spill it, like.
Yeah, if you spill too much salt, fuck it over your shoulder. At the devil, I think. But here's the thing. I don't know what shoulder I'm meant to fuck it over, so I just fuck it over a shoulder. Maybe that's why my life is so fucking hectic. Maybe I'm fucking the salt at the angel and it's the devil on my shoulder all the time. I'm trying to think of other ones that I have, other superstitions.
You know what I think is a really Irish one? And what? I could be wrong that it's not Irish, but it came up a lot as well from the listener responses. Magpies.
Oh, one for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy. Don't know what comes after that because I've never seen more than four. I actually, no, do you want to know something so embarrassing, right? One day, I've never seen I have seen magpies, but I'm terrified of birds. Like, it's actually one of my biggest fears. I don't know. Did I say birds in my episode of fears?
So you didn't say it in fears. You said it the week after, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why I really need to start. Like, I know it's called Unscripted, but I should really like at least get my fucking mind together. But I'm terrified of birds. So like, I've never paid attention to them. They just give me the heebie-jeebies. I fucking hate them. I don't think that anybody should be able to fly and be a direct relative of dinosaurs. Like, these are fucking flying dinosaurs. Like, what if they fucking eat us? Why does nobody think about that? What if they grow through evolution back to the size of dinosaurs and stomp all over us? And we treat birds like shit. So best believe, out of everyone, they're going to stomp all over the humans first. They're going to leave the animals alone. They're coming for us and the cats. They're coming for the cats too.
Can you elaborate on how they're flying dinosaurs? Is this like a well-known fact?
Yeah, they're like direct relatives of dinosaurs. They're the only living relative of dinosaurs. Yeah.
Like magpies and all.
Yeah, did you not know that?
No.
Yeah, they're like the only living relative left of dinosaurs that survived after the Ice Age.
Outrageous.
Or not the Ice Age, the Big Bang. It was the Big Bang, wasn't it, that killed dinosaurs? It was the Big Bang. No, it wasn't. What? Not the Big Bang. It was a meteor. The Big Bang created the Earth. Oh my God, I'm so stupid today. The Big Bang created the Earth, then a meteor killed the dinosaurs, and then the Ice Age happened because of the temperature on Earth. I'm pretty sure.
The Ice Age killed all the mammoths and all, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the world restarted basically because the Ice Age. Like, I think it killed, I think a lot of the animals that couldn't hibernate were killed during the Ice Age. But anyways, yeah, birds are the only living relatives of dinosaurs. Did you not know that?
No.
Oh my God.
I had no idea. I'd heard that dinosaurs once had feathers though. I had heard that fact before.
Maybe, let me fact check this, okay? Because maybe I'm just bullshitting. Like, I have a very vast imagination.
I would not be surprised if a seagull was a direct relative of a dinosaur.
Yeah, see,
they are horrible.
They look like them. And they're fucking, like, they come over and steal your fucking food. Are birds the relatives of dinosaurs? Let me see. Birds evolved from the group of meat-eating dinosaurs called theropods.
That's mad.
So not only were they fucking dinosaurs, they were fucking meat-eating dinosaurs. So we're dead. If these birds ever re-evolve, lads, yeah, and get bigger again, we are fucked. We are fucked. So maybe we should all start being nicer to birds. But one day I posted on my story, there was two birds in front of me and they were nice, friendly birds. And I was like, oh my God, look, two magpies, like one for sorrow, two for joy. What do you think all the responses were? They were like, Niamh, they're fucking pigeons. They were pigeons. I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed. Actually, speaking of pigeons, do you ever hear the stories of pigeons?
No.
Oh my God, it's so sad, right? So pigeons were like wild animals, right? And then humans completely domesticated them. Like, I mean, fully domesticated them. So they were used like back in the day before they had like phones and stuff.
Oh yeah, carrier pigeons.
Yeah, carrier pigeons to bring stuff. So they're actually like highly intelligent. Like, I think pigeons are like really, really, really smart animals. But what we did was we domesticated them. And then when we didn't have any use for them anymore, we just fucked them out and said, fuck you, goodbye. And obviously, because we had domesticated them, they had lost all of their like natural instincts from the wild. Have you ever seen a pigeon's nest, Lauren?
No.
Oh my God, guys, anyone that is listening to this right now, I need you to Google pigeon's nest immediately. It is so sad.
I'll put a picture up on the Instagram when the episode comes out.
Look.
Oh no.
They can't build their nests. They just put a load of sticks. It's so sad.
Like, so where do they live?
That's what they live in.
They literally live in that.
Yeah.
A tree.
Yeah. That's on like wherever they're building it, but their nests, like, look at this.
Ah, no.
Like, they've lost the instinct.
Okay, I'm going to share this on the Instagram page when the episode comes out.
Yeah, they've lost.
Very sad.
That is sad, isn't it? They've lost the instinct to actually build nests because of humans. Like, humans, I'm sorry to say it, lads, but humans are actually the worst thing that has ever happened to the world, honestly, because we've taken animals, used them for our own pleasure, and then fucked them back out into the wild to the point that they have lost all of their natural instincts. Like, pigeons are easy prey now as well because they've lost their instinct for like fight, so they're prey for so many animals, like even cats. Pigeons are prey for fucking cats. But yeah, the guys, how many fucking, I need to stop saying the word tangent as well. That's like my favorite fucking word every episode. But yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
That's
like,
very sad.
It's so sad. It's so sad. I actually wonder what the death rate of pigeons are. It must be so high. But yeah, anyways, that's my stupidity. And back to the topic. I'm trying to think. Magpies are a big one. That's definitely an Irish one. I don't think I've ever heard that outside of Ireland.
Someone said feathers falling in front of you. Don't they say that's loved ones that have passed on?
Yeah, a white feather. Yeah. And do you know what else? Robins.
Oh, yes. Of Robin. That's a big one in my house. Yeah. Really big one.
My nanny always used to say, so when my nanny was alive, she always used to say that there used to be this robin that always came to her back garden. And look, realistically, it's probably about 20 different robins. But my nanny said it was one robin and she was happy thinking that and whatever. So actually, it probably was because, wait, you heard this story. This robin used to always be sitting on the wall in her back garden. She used to literally go out. As far as I'm aware, she used to actually like wave at the robin and everything. And then obviously my nanny passed now and me and my auntie were only talking about it the other day. And she was like, Niamh, wait till I tell you, like a robin literally followed me on my walk. Like the robin full blown followed her down the road on her walk. And then my friend Sindel, I'm sure she won't mind me sharing, but my friend Sindel lost her boyfriend like very recently, like in the last year. Even more recent than that, in the past few months. And the other day she sent a video into our group chat and a robin was waving at her. Like, I'm not Lauren, I have to show you this because this is wild. Oh my God, here, right, Lauren.
Oh my God, that's mad.
It's like full blown waving at
her.
Like waving its hand.
What's your opinions on angel numbers? That's kind of superstition, isn't it?
Ooh, actually, right, I'll tell you a funny story, right? I like to pretend that like I know about angel numbers and stuff, but I don't really. Okay, like I have to Google what the angel number means. Do you know who's very superstitious? Shanice Griffin. So she manifests, and like look how she has gone from just doing her TikToks to now having her songs that have got like millions of fucking streams. Like her manifestation comes true. But anyway, she is super, super superstitious. She's really into angel numbers and stuff. I wouldn't notice an angel number if it hit me in the face, unless I'm buying something with an angel number on it. But when I first met Alex, right, I had a necklace. I bought a necklace while I was seeing him that said 222. And he thought that I bought that necklace for him because he has a song called 222. He has a song called 2:22 a.m. So he thought that I bought that necklace for him. And I was like, no, mate, I just seen everybody talking about angel numbers online and I wanted some luck in my life for one.
What is 2222? Two.
You're asking me? Let me check Google. So the angel number 222 is associated with creativity, intuition and connection. It means fostering better relationships. Trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to and with divine blessings for everyone involved. Maybe that's why we ended up together, because the 222 necklace. Maybe it is real. Oh my God, does star signs, is that superstitions?
I suppose in some ways it is.
Yeah, I'm big into star signs. Do you know why, right? So I'm an Aquarius. We were talking about this, I think, last week. Did we mention this? I'm an Aquarius. Brandon's a Taurus. So me and Brandon are enemy star signs. Like, we are archenemies in our star signs, which makes sense because me and Brandon are polar opposites in so many ways. Now, we're like, you know, when you're like opposites attract, that's how we are. But I could totally see how like that sounds like I hate my best friend, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Anyways, I love you, Brandon. But Alex is a Gemini and I'm an Aquarius. And a Gemini and Aquarius are soulmate signs. Did you know that?
No, so, to be honest, I am so out of the loop when it comes to star signs.
Oh,
I knew my star sign up until a few years ago. And then didn't they change them?
No, they didn't. Okay. No, they didn't officially change them. I think they were going to, but I don't think they actually officially did. What is your star sign?
I'm a Pisces. I'm the fish.
No, Lauren is the psycho star sign. No, Lauren, I'm sorry, but every Pisces, I was with a Pisces man and it was traumatizing. That is like, listeners, everyone write in and tell her, don't we all have a Pisces ex man? Pisces, maybe girls are different.
Yeah, maybe. I've been with a few psychos. I don't think I am. Well, so I wouldn't really say it about myself.
Maybe I just think that because I had a bad experience with a Pisces. Maybe I think that. I love Lauren. Lauren doesn't come across as a Pisces at all.
Maybe it's because it's changed. Who knows?
Yeah. But actually, they say that. So I have an Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius, Aquarius star sign with an Aquarius moon and a Leo rising. So do you ever do your birth chart?
No. And that's what I was. That was literally my next question. What does this rising and moon mean exactly?
I'm not sure what the moon means, but the rising is how people perceive you.
OK,
I think. Let me look it up because, guys, we're doing so much fact checking.
My daily horoscope says my love life will be mostly positive today.
Hope so.
I was right. It says the moon governs our emotional natures, and the ascendance or rising sign speaks to the energy that we put into the world. So your moon is how you are emotionally.
Okay.
And the rising is how other people perceive you. So I'm a Leo rising, which makes perfect sense. Any of the listeners that are listening will probably agree that I probably do come across like I'm a Leo. And do you know what? Aquarius is a psycho sign as well. Do you ever like read about Aquarius? It's always like they're free spirited, can't be told no. Let me look up my, this is making me want to look up my horoscope for today. Let's see. Let's see how accurate it is, because it's literally like 8 o'clock at night now. So you may travel with loved ones and enhance relationships. Sweetness in interactions will increase and you'll create pleasant moments with family. Friendships will grow stronger and love relationships will bring excitement. Positive messages will arrive, making everyone happy. Right, well, I'm getting my hole tonight anyway, that's for sure.
Partly so am I.
Yeah, two of us, yay! Ain't no celibacy here. Yeah, but the rest of it is bullshit, actually, for today. Like, how the fuck am I making memories with family? My dad's in fucking Drogheda. I'm fucking miles away from my family. What else to say? Friendships will grow stronger. My friend's going to do something nice for me today. And positive messages will arrive, making everyone happy. This is, I tell you something, I'm no positive fucking message today. So I was actually very believant in star signs. I pay a fucking subscription, do you know that? To some star sign app.
Ah, Niamh, I'm literally looking at it here for free.
I know, but this app, it's on my other phone, you know, my old phone. Well, no, the listeners obviously know I got a new phone. But I actually had to request a refund for it because it was like 100 fucking euro. Yeah, and they billed it like, I think I done like a month free trial. I don't know what the app was, but I done like a month free trial and then I got new phones and I didn't like transfer my apps over. So I forgot to cancel it and it fucking charged me like 100 quid. I had to go in my Apple thing and be like, give me back that fucking money quick. I don't fucking want that.
Mine also says that my horoscope for today, continue the commitment at work and your management will recognise this, delivering new tasks that will prove the mettle. Whatever that means.
Ooh, hint, hint, Colette.
Yeah. Get us a live show.
Yeah, we want a live show. oh my God. Yeah, well, I suppose that probably is right. Lauren works very hard, so she deserves all the recognition. But yeah, mine is bullshit for today, because why is it not just saying you're going to be depressed and want to lie in bed all night? Actually, no. I'm not going to go on another tangent, but I was going to say, I haven't started watching I'm a Celebrity. Have you been watching it?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't.
It's one of the good years as well, I have to say.
I haven't. And I really, like, I know Grace. I was on Grace.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I was on Saving Grace. So I really want to catch up on it. I don't really watch reality TV anymore. I don't know why. I'm just, like, Big Brother I didn't watch. But because I know Grace and Maura, I've seen clips of Maura, I'm like, I need to see this. So I think I'm going to go home. I don't know. I said I'm going to have a Fortnite marathon and I'm a celeb marathon. Clearly, I think that there's five of me. Oh my God, did you watch it? Say nothing.
Oh, I'm on the first episode. I'm literally on the first.
What do you mean in a week you're on the first episode?
Niamh, I sit here editing your podcast. That's what I'm doing with my evenings.
I love how while Lauren is slaving away editing my podcast, I'm watching like 10 episodes of Say Nothing.
No, I literally took one night out where I was like, right, okay. This is what we're watching tonight. Niamh has told me it's really good. And we watched the first episode.
Yeah.
And I love, I'm not going to give any spoilers for the listeners, but the way the first episode ends, it just has your hooked like straight.
Yeah.
So I'm probably not going to be able to binge it, but I am going to watch it.
Oh no, it's so good. I will give my feedback. It's so good. You have to, once you're finished, you have to give all of us feedback. Guys, if any of yous have watched it, what's your thoughts? What is your thoughts? Because I don't know, it's amazing, but also I have some thoughts that I'm like, I probably won't share on my podcast, but I have some thoughts that I'm like, I feel a type of way about like certain things. I don't know if anybody else felt that way watching it, but let me know your thoughts on Say Nothing. How have we like gone off fucking... I was about to say gone off script. I was about to appease all the rumours that I am just scripted. No, I'm not. I'm unscripted, okay?
So my rising is Scorpio.
Oh, my lads, it just gets worse. She's a fucking Pisces with a Scorpio rising. Lads, look up like traits of Scorpio. What are the traits? Scorpio, see, Do I just think Scorpio is bad because it's Scorpio?
Oh, God.
What?
Obsessive, emotional, secretive, and temperamental. That's really accurate.
Look, what are the traits of Pisces?
Compassionate, artistic, deeply emotional. Well, that is completely off. Especially empathetic. I'd say I'm empathetic, but I'm not emotional. And a little bit psychic.
They're like completely opposite each other as well, aren't they? They're like total opposite ends of the spectrum.
Now, what was the other one? My moon. I have to figure out my moon.
Yeah, your moon. Your moon. Mine is an Aquarius moon. So I'm like an Aquarius star sign with an Aquarius moon and a Leo rising. I'll look up my traits now in a minute, guys, and we'll see how fucking accurate they are. I think they're normally pretty accurate for me, to be fair. Just psychotic, pretty much. Let me look up, guys. Aquarius. Oh my God. I'm so perfect. Aquarius are clever, analytical, technical, truthful, assertive, confident, progressive, and innovative. Well, that's definitely not true. Let's look up Leo because that's my rising. I think Aquarius and Leo are pretty similar. Leo traits. Hold on.
So my moon is Taurus.
Lauren, I'm leaving the fucking room. She is a Pisces, lads. Anyone that knows astrology, right? Can you explain to her? Because she's going to think I'm being dramatic. Can you just write in and tell her how bad this is? She's a Pisces with a fucking Scorpio rising and a fucking Pisces moon.
Taurus
moon. You're joking me.
Graceful, diligent laborers can be stubborn, bullheaded and set in their ways. That is 100% right. That is 100% right.
Bullheaded. Yeah. That's one way to
say. Yeah. And then it just says, can be set in their ways, but are good listeners and very dependable.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Well, I don't think you're bullheaded or stubborn at all.
You haven't seen me like for 20, like if you see me on my work day, I'm very bad.
Are you? Right. Mine is Leo. I have a Leo rising and it says, comfortable being the center of attention, drama adoring, ambitious, loyal, fiercely protective of their nearest and dearest, generous, luxury loving, sunny and big hearted. I would say that's more accurate for me than the Aquarius because I'm definitely, people would say I am drama adoring. I'd say there's a lot of people that would argue that. And there is a lot of people that think I love being the center of attention. And I think I do online. But like in real life, I don't. I'm the opposite. I'm like, don't look at me. Don't put me like I don't ever. You know, if we do a live show, like I was only saying to Lauren when I was at the girls live show, I was like, oh my God, like Lauren, you have to come on stage with me. Like you actually have to. I really don't think I can do it on my own. I have stage fright as well, guys. Lauren, did I ever tell you that?
No.
I have stage fright.
And we didn't show it the other day.
I know. I'm actually every live show I've gone on, I've been fine, but I also have been drinking alcohol. So my live show could go one or two ways. It's either going to be me running off stage, pissing myself, or me absolutely polluted drunk, which God only knows. This isn't going to convince Go Loud, is it, Lauren? Really? Sorry. Go Loud. My live show will be amazing. We will be so well behaved. No alcohol. Okay. Right, guys, I have a headache speaking about superstitions and I feel like it's the bad luck coming for me, okay? Because we keep saying 13, we keep saying stepping on cracks, we keep saying breaking mirrors. We're bringing ourselves bad luck, okay? So we're going to move on. And all the listeners, throw salt over your shoulder right now. But we're going to move on. We're going to go to our truth and tattle. Lauren, do you want to give me a?
Yeah, so our truth or tattle this week comes from Yvonne.
So this story goes back a few years. When I was going through a bit of a whole phase, you know yourself, I had matched with this guy on Tinder and we were meeting up for the first time and we were going to a very, very popular, very busy restaurant in town. And while I was getting ready and like on the way into the day, I was feeling a little bit unwell, but it was like a weird feeling and I just put it down to anxiety. I was like, oh, I'm probably just anxious for this date, blah, blah, blah. So I went along and during the meal, I started to get like cold sweats. I started to shake. I started to feel really, really, really unwell at this point. And I just excused myself and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go to the bathroom real quick. And as I opened the female bathroom door, I projectile vomited all over the walls all over the floor. I felt so bad for the cleaning staff. I still do. God. Anyways, then I really liked this guy and I wanted to get my bit. So I was kind of like, oh, I'll just clean myself up and I'll go out and what have you. So I went back out and we were like continuing to talk to each other. I like the day continued on and we got on really well. So we decided that I was going to go back to his house. So we hopped on to Lewis and I was like 2, maybe 3 stops in and I got the same feeling again and I was like, oh fuck me. I was sweating, I was shaking and I just was like, sorry, I need to get off, and I jumped off at the next stop. Of course the fucking idiot followed me and I literally like just projectile vomited all over the Lewis stop, everywhere. It was just, I just couldn't stop getting sick. And he was still there looking at me going, are you good? And I was like, oh shit, sorry, I'm so sorry. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I think I want to just go home, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, no, if you're feeling better now, like you can still come to my house. Like we were nearly at his gaff at this point. So he's like, oh, you can still come to my house if you want. And I was like, you know what? You know, a hole's a hole. So I went. We had a quick stop at Tesco, got a toothbrush, went back to his house and like brushed my teeth. And I felt much better. And, you know, Bob's your uncle. I was fine. Anyways, we had done the deed and we were lying in the bed. And then, you guessed it, I started to feel extremely unwell again. So I had to jump up from the bed, run into the bathroom. And get sick. Sorry. Get sick and, like, diarrheaed. Oh, it was so bad. It was horrendous. I came out and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I think I'm sick. Like, this never happens. Like, I never get sick, which I don't. I never, ever get sick. I couldn't even tell you the last time I got sick. I was like, no, I'm so sorry. La, la, la. Let me get my stuff and go home. But, like, this guy was persistent. He was like, no, you know what? Like, sleep it off. You'll be fine in a couple of hours. I didn't wake up until, like, nearly midday. Like, I think it was, like, 11:30, 11:40 the next day. And this guy was like, hey, okay. And I was like, I just want to go home. So I got a fucking taxi and got myself out of there. I was so embarrassed. But like, he really wanted to meet up again. And he was like into me, even though I vomited everywhere and like shit all over his house. But I just swallowed my pride and I was like, sorry, I can't do this. I could not look at that man again in his face. So, yeah, have fun trying to figure out if that's a truth or a tell.
True. Before anybody says anything to me, I know that this girl's telling the truth. And let me tell you why I know she's telling the truth, okay? I know I'm right. I'm so confident that I'm right that I'm going to explain why I know she's telling the truth. Because she said, I felt so sorry. Who did she say she felt sorry for? And then she goes, still do. I feel like you wouldn't like have the brains to like say that if you were lying. I'm right, aren't I?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
true.
Oh my fucking God, girl. Like what? Do you know what? He asked for that. He asked for it because you wanted to go and he asked you to come back again. Like what the actual fuck? What was wrong with you? Like were you just sick? Was it just a sore stomach? Oh my God. Yeah, I feel like there was no way you could make something up that imaginative. Like, see, if it was made up, you'd just say you got sick once. You wouldn't, like, keep getting sick. Like, it sounds like a fake story because that many times that you got sick and came back. Like, oh my God. This is something that I wanted to say because it jogged my memory and I wrote it down. Girl, I vomited on the first ever night that I was with Alex. And like, I'll be so honest here. I slept with Alex on the first night that I ever met him. Okay. I was in the toilet, literally. I have a video of me, right? Because me and my friend were in the toilet right before Alex came. And I actually do think it was anxiety. But it was right before Alex came. And I was only after vomiting. And I was standing in the toilet with a thing of Lady Million spraying it all over myself. So there you go. It can all work out if you vomit. And he never knew the wiser that I vomited. I only told him that recently, I'm pretty sure. And I didn't have a toothbrush. Oh my God. Thank God we were drunk, okay? Because I definitely had stank breath. Right, guys, I'm in the mood for a rant. I'm in a bad mood today, obviously. Well, I'm actually in a better mood now, speaking to you, Lauren. But I'm still in a ranty mood. So I feel like the dilemmas will give me a reason to rant. So I was about to say, Lauren, hit me with your best shot. But how many fucking episodes have I said that?
I haven't said that in a few episodes.
Have I not?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Nope. So your first dilemma is a nice and short one. And it says, Niamh, I need some advice. My boyfriend of 6 years met a girl on Bumble BFF and he's meeting her this weekend. I'm so anxious about it and we're fighting over it.
Are you fucking joking me? Are you what the fuck is he on Bumble BFF? Sorry, what? Girl, you shouldn't even be with this man. Are you? I honestly want to see if you're having me on. This has to be a troll. There is no way. There is no way. Girl, no, absolutely fucking not. You are so right. Do not let this man gaslight you. What is he on Bumble for? I don't care if it's Bumble BFF, Bumble fucking FND. FND is a fucking disease. Jesus, not Bumble FND. I was just coming up with random letters, okay? Not trying to offend anyone, but what the fuck? Absolutely not. No way. Who the fuck does that man think he is? Like, honest to God, who these men and their fucking audacity sometimes. I don't care how much you need a fucking friend, okay? Go outside. Go join a football club. Go do something. But don't go on Bumble BF fucking F. Because let's be so real. Who the fuck is on Bumble BFF to actually find a BFF? I need to know who. Who in their right fucking God, I would never in my life think, do you know what? I really need a friend. I'm going to download Bumble BFF while I have a boyfriend. Like, that is fucking insane. I actually don't care. There is no excuse for that. And he is a piece of shit. Sorry, that's a very emotional response. But shit like that annoys me because then you're probably being gaslit and he's probably like, oh, what? We're just friends. We're just friends. Why do you be needing a girlfriend? You have a girlfriend. You have a girlfriend. You don't need a girlfriend. Okay, you don't. It's one thing if they were friends for like years before, because I can't be hypocritical here. I have friends that are boys. Alex has friends. Well, no, he doesn't really have friends. Yeah, he does have friends that are girls. Like his friends' girlfriends are his friends. You know what I mean? But that's one thing. But actually going out and seeking out to get a girl best friend while you have a fucking girlfriend is absolute fucking insanity. Absolute downright insanity. I would be doing more than fucking arguing with him. I would be blocking that man. I would be packing his shit and I'd be putting him outside the fucking front door. Because who the fuck does he think he is? Honestly, what about you, Lauren?
I have never heard of anyone actually using Bumble BFF.
Yeah, who the fuck uses that even? Honestly, sorry, no offense to anybody that actually uses that.
As you said, she should be his girl BFF.
Yeah.
You need another one.
No. Guys, I put a square of chocolate in my mouth because I was expecting Lauren to talk for a bit longer. She put me
She's
in
She's using me for food breaks, guys.
No, I literally, guys, I bought a package of onion rings in the vending machine. I was like, oh, I can eat. And then I was like, I better not open them in that studio, Lauren. I feel smell of cheese and onion.
And how many times have I said on this podcast that cheese and onion crisps in public give me the fear?
Oh, you, Lauren texts me. I put up, right? I got little prawn cocktail at Marks and Spencer's the other day. And I put up a picture of it in Alex's car. And I got in the car. I was actually going to eat it in the car and then he gave out to me. But then Lauren texted me being like, you better not be eating that in Alex's car.
That's just cynical. We've talked about that on the pod before.
Prawns don't fucking smell. Tuna smells, not prawns. Anyway, honest to God, right? Unless that boy is completely fucking deluded or just downright fucking stupid, okay? He knows exactly what he's doing is wrong. So do you know what you need to do? Actually, here's my advice to you. You download Bumble BFF and you match with a man and you plan a date with your man BFF on the same night that he has planned one with his girl BFF and see how he fucking likes it. And then right when he gets home, fuck his shit outside into the garden and tell him where to go. That's what I say. That's my advice for that. That, to me, that's emotional cheating. Like, that is, even having that app and speaking to girls, like, would you accept, girls, yeah, if your man was on Instagram and he was chatting to random girls, but then he was going, oh, they're just my friend. Are you fucking joking me? Absolutely not, like, no way. I don't care about, like, see if Alex had, like, a girl best friend and they were best friends for years. I wouldn't be bothered about that. Like, I would never question, oh my God, is he in love with her? Like, that's just me. That wouldn't bother me. But I think it's the intention. Like, he has downloaded this app. He has matched with a girl while he has a girlfriend. And he's going on a fucking friend date with her. Nah, absolutely fucking not.
I would like to know what his response would be if you asked to see the messages they've sent to each other.
Yeah. And if you told him that you matched to a fella and you're going to go on one.
Oh, yeah. I bet you he wouldn't take that well.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of the time you need to throw it back at them, you know? I don't know if I've said this on the pod before, but one of the things that really made me like quit OnlyFans, right? And it was purely lighthearted. Like, this wasn't like Alex doing some master plan. Like, this was lighthearted. Alex supported me. Obviously, like, you know, he got nasty comments. I got nasty comments, whatever. But he got with me while I did OnlyFans. But he sat one night with me and pranked me and was like, I'm going to start an OnlyFans. And I went fucking mental. And I was like, hold on a minute. Like, how could I be doing OnlyFans? And I'm going fucking mental at the idea of him doing it. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of the time it has to be like the person has to see where you're coming from. Do you get what I mean? If you switch it back on them, do you know what I mean? I feel like if you make him, do you know what? It's not even about making him see. It's about being fucking petty. Be as petty as you fucking can, because something's wrong with him in his head. Something is deeply wrong with him in his head. Honest to fucking God, the audacity. Right, Lauren, put me on the next one because my blood pressure is through the fucking roof, girl.
Okay, so this one says, hi, Neve and Lauren. Before I start my dilemma, I just want to say I'm absolutely loving the podcast. It is the first thing that goes on every Wednesday morning. So back last year, I met my now boyfriend in college. In the early stages of getting to know each other, he did venture off with another girl. You can figure out yourselves what happened there. But after time, me and him moved past it. At the end of the day, we weren't going out then, and we are now and are so happy together, and everything is going great the last 7 months. Midsummer, this girl followed me on all of my socials, but I didn't interact or follow back as I would just prefer not to. She is still in college with my boyfriend, and I have always said, don't make things awkward for yourself. I 110% trust my boyfriend in every way possible. He's the best and is always upfront about everything. So recently we were on a night out and this girl walks up to him and states that she still really likes him. She now wants a boyfriend and that she wants it to be him, and that she has not been with any other boy since that night last year. And in brackets she said, which is lies. Bear in mind, I'm standing at the other side of the bar with my friends during this. He just walked away from the situation and told me the next day, because he knows I would have lost my shit if he'd told me with drink involved. So my question for you is, if you were in my shoes, would you approach this girl next time out and ask her to keep clear? Or would that be giving her the satisfaction in the situation? Love you, girl.
Yeah, I would not approach her. I wouldn't. Would you approach her?
No, I don't think so.
No, and do you know what? Now, this is kind of different because, like, my boyfriend never went near this girl. But I was friends with this girl, right? And basically, I got with Alex and she kept, like, swiping up on Alex's. Now, we were in group chats together. We were, like, in group chats together. We had, like, mutual friends. I wasn't good friends with her, but more like acquaintances. And we had mutual friends. She kept swiping up on Alex's story, like calling him daddy and all, and like putting love heart eye emojis and like saying mad shit under his stories, like absolutely mad shit. And then I walked by her in town one day and I was like, I want to go up and slap the face off her. Like, I'm not even joking. I was like, I want to fucking go and say something, but I didn't. I feel like, do you know what? You don't even need to engage with that. Like, whatever has gone on there, the only thing that I would be like, I don't know, maybe I'm being a bit of a psycho by being like, be wary of him and her, because it sounds like yous are really happy. But that type of girl, I feel like, is so snaky. Like, you know what I mean? And yeah, you shouldn't blame the girl, though, for a boy's actions. Anyways, that was very misogynistic of me. Forget that. I'm not a misogynistic pig. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't say it to her. I just think you're better than that. You're worth more than that. And you know what? If they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat. Like, regardless of what you do, if you go up to that girl and say something to her, that doesn't prevent her from doing it again, you know? And you just, I suppose, have to have trust in your boyfriend in the scenario that he's always going to act the right way. That would drive me mad, though. Like, I have to say, that would drive me. I'd be like, drop out your college course, please.
I think as well, you have to be very careful because some girls can be very, very spoiful. That if you did approach her and be like, stay away from my fella, she'd probably go 10 times worse.
Because
there's always one.
To prove a point.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say. And then I was like, do I sound really misogynistic when I say that? But some girls do get a kick as well out of, like, I feel like it's probably some sort of, like, mental illness. Like, I'm not even being rude, but some girls do get a kick out of kind of, like, taking another girl's man or being with another girl's man. I feel like there's people that get a kick out of that, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't even say anything to her because she might enjoy that. She, like, she has done it so blatantly and in front of your face. Like, there's no way that she's not proud of her actions. That's the point that I'm making, you know? So I wouldn't say it to her. I would just laugh. At the end of the day, you're the person that is falling asleep with him. You're the person that he's saying I love you to. But do just watch. Just be careful. That's just my big sister mentality wanting to protect you because men are scum. Right, lads. Do you know what? I went on to the dilemmas hoping that it would lower my blood pressure and it's actually raised it. No, I didn't actually. I said I wanted to be raging. So give me another one that I can rage over.
So this one says, I'll start from the start. I met a fella on Tinder, never clicked with someone so much. We non-stop texted, voice notes the lot. We decided to meet up and went as well as we thought. Two nutcases that bounced off each other. I loved it. I ended my previous relationship because it drained me. I wasn't myself and I lost my spark. So meeting this fella, I was like, this is what I want. Non-stop laughing and buzzing off each other. Now after the date, he was filling me in on how much he likes me, etc. But then the texting got less and less, which is okay. I get it. I'm not a major texter. Anyway, we organised to go away for the night. And when I tell you we had the best time ever, it was unreal on both sides. We're still filling me with all, my family will love you, honestly, you'll just click straight in. So I'm buzzing with life. He drops me home after a night away and text just vanished. I decided to text him 2 days later and he was very dry. Then a week later, I haven't heard from him, but whacks up some post about how fellas think. So I texted him, he said, don't worry. Still nothing from him a few days later, so I blocked him, be gone. But now thinking back, I remember he said he had ADHD and I'm wondering, is this something that would affect his communication? Or is it just him not being sensitive towards my feelings? Is this fella just not into me? Or is it me just not understanding his ADHD? Please give me some sort of advice.
Oh, this one's interesting because obviously I have autism. A lot of people say that they think I have ADHD as well. So I don't know. But for me with autism, I actually, it's the opposite. Like, I don't think that that's ADHD, right? And the reason I don't is because usually if you have some sort of neurodivergency and you really get on with that person, in, like, say, like, the first time I met Alex, we really got on. So I was glued to him. I was glued to his hip then for the next fucking 2.5 years until now. It's usually, for me anyway, and I can only speak on my own experience, and as I said, I'm diagnosed with autism. I haven't been diagnosed with ADHD. But I would argue that for me, it's definitely more so that I can become very reliant and codependent on people, like, rather than the other way around of being quite cold. Now, what I will say is if I don't like someone, then I'm cold as fuck, as fuck. So I don't want to break your heart, but I would say there's something going on there. Number one, like, why was he dry the minute that you got home? Or was it that, see, the thing is that I don't think that he would, like, if he just wanted this hole, I don't think he'd bring you on a night away, would he? Do you think he would, Lauren? Maybe he would, like, men will do anything.
Yeah, I suppose. But then, like, it's a bit more intimate that he's bringing her away to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, spending money on you.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I don't think that that's ADHD. Honestly, I wouldn't be racking your brains, annoying yourself and make, like, as women, I think we tend to make excuses for men's bad behaviour. I would just more than likely say that he probably deeped it after and just wasn't into it, maybe, or something happened in his life and that made him, like, not want to continue it. I'd say there's a reason, but, like, a lot of men just see girls once and ghost them. You know what I mean? And that's the start of, like, me and Alex have talked about this. Like, Alex obviously never ghosted me, but he did ghost a lot of girls. And I've talked to him about, like, because I love trying to understand the male psychology. Like, what the fuck goes through their heads? Like, apart from the monkeys clapping, dung dung. What else is there? No, I'm only joking. I seem like the most man hating woman, and I'm actually not. Maybe it's just all my bad experiences coming out. But I always try to understand. Oh, misandrist. That's what Alex says that to me sometimes. You know that? He's like, Niamh, you're such a misandrist. Anyways, I'm not. For any men watching, please don't cancel me for being a misandrist. But yeah, I feel like he said to me that when men start being dry like that, that's the first stage of ghosting. That like once you start being dry and cutting replies shorter, that's when you're preparing to ghost altogether. So I think you did the right thing there. Just block before he even has an opportunity to ghost you, you know? I don't think it's an ADHD. Like, I don't know, maybe more some people will disagree with me, and feel free if you have ADHD to maybe, if you said something like BPD, I would definitely be more like, okay, maybe that could be it. And I know BPD does have some overlapping traits with autism and ADHD. But just, I don't know, maybe it's because it's my own personal experience, but I find like if I click, it's different if you didn't click, right? If yous hadn't clicked and yous were just texting and he went sour, I would say, yeah, absolutely could be ADHD. Because I would have been like that because of my autism. But the fact that yous met and yous clicked is what makes me be like, no, because he would become codependent, in my opinion. Well, maybe that's just me. See, I feel like my neurodivergency is so complicated because it's on top of like very complex trauma from my childhood. And sometimes it's hard to work out which one is which, you know? So the codependency could be more so childhood trauma than neurodivergency. So yeah, it's difficult. I feel like I've just blabbered on, but I feel like I'm probably not the best person to ask this question to because I've autism, not ADHD, and also I'm definitely more codependent than cold. But I don't know, like, fuck him, he treated you like shit regardless of ADHD or not. That's not an excuse to treat people like shit. Like, I can't just go on the streets and start treating people like shit and saying, sorry, I have autism. Like, you know, that's not how the world works. So yeah, fuck him. No, you've done the right thing. Block him. Don't think about him. Stop annoying yourself about him. Like, this man's in the past. Go get a new man.
You got a free night away out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Treat it that way. Always look at the bright side of life. Right, guys, that ends episode number 13. And you know what? One thing I will say, I came into the studio today feeling like absolute shit and I'm leaving feeling happier than I came in. So maybe 13 isn't unlucky after all. Maybe it's lucky. As usual, guys, if you want to get involved, please send us in some truth or tattles, preferably tattles, because loads of people are sending us truths. Guys, I know you have great imaginations. Please put them to use and send them in. You can send us over a voice note to our Instagram at unscriptedgoloud. Or if you want to get involved in our dilemmas or send in any topic suggestions, which we'd also really appreciate. Do you know what else I think we'd appreciate? If you have any potential guests that you'd like to see on the podcast, maybe you could send them over to us too. And you can send them over to our Instagram or our email, unscripted@goloudnow.com. As usual, guys, love yous loads. Hope yous have a lovely day. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.